Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Dave is on a cell and he's on 97.1. What's up, Dave?
Hey, how's it going?
We're good, Dave.
Just answer your question. I mean, for me, it's different because I threw $84 you know, 1984 World Series Tigers for good luck. So I win $42,000 if they win the World Series this year. So my vote is the World Series.
I'm for you, my man.
Well, hold on now. This is honest to God, Dave. How selfish is this? This is only driven by your ability to score cash for yourself off the Tigers.
No, not completely. I was there in 84 and the bleachers when Gibby hit the home run against the Padres.
I'm just teasing you, man. Of course, everybody would benefit and you'd score big.
Was it 500
odds?
I could
use 42 grand.
42K.
Nice.
Not bad.
I'm a little nervous. I'm a little worried that it's not going to happen, but
worry that it's not going to happen. You'd be worried if you had an overwhelming favorite and you put a giant load of cash on him. $84, I mean, look, I wouldn't throw $84 out the window, but.
Yeah. I figured the 84 is a good luck charm, too.
Yeah, well, it works out, man.
I understand Gator's point, you know, going for the future, but I don't know, win something, you know. We lost all those years when we had the best pitching staff ever, so it'd be nice just to get a World Series under the belt again.
It's kind of funny because in most years I am a long play guy. This year, because of the pandemic and the idea that could be damn entertaining, I'll go ahead and do the short play and win the World Series now. And if it costs them, you know, any chance of Kumar Rocker. I mean, look, they're not. Look, this is one of those weird hypotheticals. Which would you rather? And they have a chance to make the playoffs with a month to go.
Yeah. Would the decision be different if the player was starting pitcher, if it were like the greatest shortstop ever?
maybe. I don't know, man. Even if they make the playoffs here, that will be guaranteed three high-intensity, really have fun with it baseball games, right? Is it best of five? Is that what they're doing, or are they doing best of?
I forget it with the format. I mean, yeah. Are we getting ahead of ourselves with the format for the playoffs in baseball?
No.
It's not even September?
No.
Although we are guaranteed to have meaningful games in September now.
You're right.
Because they don't play today. They play tomorrow.
That's right.
And right now they're back to .500, which is not a place I thought they were going to be. When we watched that 9-game losing streak,
ugh.
I mean, I think I had one of my show sheets. Any shot in hell, they're going to get back to .500.
And we were having the old, hey, it was fun while it lasted talks. But we know that this whole thing feels like smoke and mirrors. But this is the old, why not it be us? Somebody's going to make the playoffs that doesn't belong.
Yeah.
Somebody. Why not be us? And, for, you know, it was at the beginning of the year, everyone, the first, you know, 2 weeks. Like, oh, look at Detroit and Baltimore. And I was like, well, maybe just look at Baltimore. And now Baltimore's won like one of their last 13 games, and Detroit is back to .500. So 248-539-9797. Let's get to Champ and Chump and then more of your phone calls. Gator, my champ of the weekend is the 18th green at the BMW Championship. And John Rahm and Dustin Johnson. If you are watching it live, it needs no explanation. But for those of you that didn't see it, Rahm was in the clubhouse at 4-under. DJ came up the fairway at 3-under and had a 45-foot double breaker over a ridge, down a hill, putt to force a playoff. And he drained it.
Unbelievable.
I mean, he was It was an incredible putt, and I thought, wow, we might actually talk about this because the putt was so crazy.
Right, so then
they go to the playoff hole, and Rahm one-ups him using the same ridge from a different angle. He comes from 65 feet away and rolls in a birdie putt to win it. And it was, if you haven't seen it yet, do yourself a favor and Google it. It was great theater, and I watched about 15 minutes of that tournament, and I saw those two putts. Are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, even the approach that's leading up to it on the playoff hole. I mean, Rahm hit his into the rough on the right side, which was not a good place where you wanted to be, although he had a nice lie. And DJ hit a tree, and it bounced right back into the fairway and backwards into the fairway. So it was, I mean, it was luck all over the place. And the whole thing, Rahm was penalized a stroke the day before earlier in the tournament because he had failed to mark his golf ball. So he lost a stroke.
We need to talk about that.
I mean, it's just incredible. I loved it. Anyway, my champ, Tiger's bullpen, 9 scoreless innings pitched, only 4 hits. Cisnero, Garcia, Norris, Alexander, Soto, they've all been fantastic. Nice to see good starting pitching as well. Total team effort in the sweep of the Twins, but the bullpen deserves the kudos.
All right, my chump of the weekend, Gator, is... I'm going to chump Bob Quinn. Seeing Yannick Ngakoue come into the division is, it kind of bothers me, especially when the Lions with a defensive line room that I don't trust. Raise your hand if you don't trust it. The Lions didn't get involved with Everson Griffin. They don't go get Yannick Ngakoue. They don't appear interested in Jadeveon Clowney. And I think all of those guys, maybe not so much Ngakoue for me, but the other two have some questions. But I just feel like there's this weird trust that this defensive line is going to get it done. And the fact that Ngakoue comes into the division, aggressive move by a team, I don't like what's going on here.
Well, I understand. The price that they gave up wasn't much. We'll get into this. I have some thoughts on this as well. My chump is the Big Ten for postponing the season too soon. Now, the earliest things could possibly begin is maybe around Thanksgiving, which would be great. But, I mean, had they just been patient, we might have been able to give this thing actually a go in the middle of September, maybe. But they didn't. Kevin Warren, the commissioner of the Big Ten, I just think he jumped the gun early. I don't think I'm alone in that. And I'm just going to be, you know, definitely have some FOMO college football over the weekend.
Fear of missing out. Yes, it's making.
Doug, YOLO.
Right. As like I said, I feel like this is a literally some sort of like yacht race where there's a storm on the horizon. A whole bunch of boats just launched on the race, and the Big Ten and the Pac-12 decided to hold their boats back. If all those boats make it through this boat race and nobody has any trouble, the Big Ten and Pac-12 are doing themselves some real damage. But if those boats go out and a whole bunch of them capsize and there's problems, and the Big Ten and Pac-12 will look good.
But weather changes all the time.
That's right. We don't know enough about the virus, but it's a weird time. And I agree with you. It's uncomfortable watching other teams play for a variety of reasons because I want to see them play, but I don't want them to do it because we want to see football.
Don't do it just because I want to see it. Right.
Potentially at the expense of the student athlete's well-being. So 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. Dale, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Dale.
Hey, Doug.
What's up?
So, for me, I got to win the World Series this year.
Okay.
Because the fun you're going to have this year is going to be so exciting and happy. And you know what it's like. We had the two best pitchers in the world and didn't win one World Series game. We're 0-8 in two World Series. That's not fun. But to sit there and lose the last rest of the season, no, that would be not fun. But a fun factor, give me the World Series this year. I don't care about the Astros. Barry Bonds doesn't care about the Astros. I'm fine.
Yeah, I mean, this is having some fun injected to our life. And so, like the NBA playoffs and the Stanley Cup playoffs, there's some great theater, and we're just not involved. We're not involved. And I wonder in those communities, or if you're a big, big, big fan of a team that's still playing, you know, is it through a pandemic world? If you're a big Dallas Stars fan or the people in Vegas back on board with their teams in the postseason, you know, the Celtics Clippers fans and the the Denver fans or Utah fans, whomever, is it helping in those communities just with health and well-being? Tiger playoff push feels more important than ever to me.
Well, it's a welcome distraction right now to have baseball. And unfortunately, it's the only local team we have. Now, if the Pistons are Red Wolves, I think we would be very happy to be going through it. And those sports is different because those sports had basically played their regular seasons and waiting for the playoffs. Or is not the entire regular season, but most of it. I would love it if I was living in a city that had a team in the playoffs for the NBA or NHL right now, because I know how much I'm enjoying baseball, and this isn't even a real season. Those others are.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.